proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. If you've ever had the privilege of taking a tour to Israel, I'm sure you have experienced the Bible come to life. With this in mind, come with me now to the Old City of Jerusalem. We begin today's journey in the Armenian Quarter, which has a unique charm as one of the quieter areas of the Old City. Follow me now as we head out of Zion Gate. Be alert and stay together as smaller vehicles drive in this very tight, L-shaped entrance that seems impossible to get through. Stepping outside of Zion Gate, we notice that the walls are pocked with many bullet holes from the fighting during Israel's War of Independence in 1948. Let's walk a little further as we come to the traditional tomb of King David. Many people come here to pray and pay respects to the famous King of Israel. Just above King David's tomb is a stairway that leads us to the upper room, the traditional place of the Last Supper of Jesus. By now, you may be a little confused, but don't worry, many tourists are when they visit Jerusalem for the first time. The current walls of the Old City of Jerusalem were built in the 16th century by Ottoman Sultan Suleiman the Magnificent. But even though we are outside the city walls today, in Jesus' time, this area was inside the first century city walls. As we enter into the upper room, you are perhaps even more confused. The architecture you see is from the Crusader era, about 1,000 years after Jesus. Also, before you is a Muslim mihrab, a prayer niche facing Mecca. So you're probably thinking, is this really the upper room? It's hard for us to imagine Jesus celebrating the Passover with his disciples in this place above the tomb of King David. So even though this is probably not the exact location of the upper room, we do know that we are in the right area of the city where it would have happened. Many people have the image of Leonardo da Vinci's painting, The Last Supper, in their minds when they read the story of Jesus in the upper room. Jesus is in the center with six of the disciples on either side. As famous as this artwork is, most likely Jesus dined in a triclinium or U-shaped table that would be low to the ground. And instead of sitting up, the group would have reclined on their left side. This design would have provided intimate atmosphere as Jesus imparted his final words to those he loved. During this Passover meal, Jesus arose and took a basin and a towel and wiped the disciples' feet. In this room, Jesus modeled a servant's heart. Even so, we should serve others in this manner. It was also here that Judas Iscariot went his way to the chief priest to betray Jesus. It was here that Peter was told that he would deny the Lord. While questions swirled in their heads of the disciples, Jesus spoke these comforting words, "Let not your heart be troubled." He gave them the promise of his return to bring them to a prepared place. He also promised a comforter, the Holy Spirit, who would guide them into all truth. But the greatest truth that Jesus shared that night was the illustration of his sacrifice for sin. He broke bread and took the cup and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, this is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." By presenting the bread and the wine, Jesus established a memorial for them to remember his great work of redemption. This also was an invitation for fellowship with Jesus. Today we refer to this ordinance as the Lord's Supper or Communion, a precious time for believers. As supper was finished, Jesus and the disciples sang a hymn. Traditionally, Jewish people have sung the Hallel, Psalm 113 to 118 during Passover. This passage concludes with these words, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Now as we leave the upper room, let us ponder the significance of this place. The disciples did not realize that their time with Jesus was coming to a close, but later they would remember the importance of this moment as they gathered in the upper room, waiting for the promise of the Holy Spirit. Today we can experience this promise as we place our trust in Jesus the Messiah. I want to thank you for joining me today. If you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs on Israel or the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.